Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joy and Peace, where your host is none other than Prophetess Overseer Sadie Elliott. I'm glad you have stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic today. Hopefully we will have people calling in talking about this topic today. In the name of Jesus. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for Blog Talk. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that we're able to share the gospel that will go around the world, dear Heavenly Father. For people that may not be in a building, dear Heavenly Father, that can get to a particular place, dear Heavenly Father, but they can get to their phones and to their computers, dear Heavenly Father, and all the new electronic things that they have out on the market. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for what will be said today, what will be learned today. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today, our topic is what we need today. It's preachers who have a prophet's vision and message. And, you know, one of the saddest things in all the world is for a preacher to go wrong. Satan works extra hard to rob preachers of their reputation, their morals, and their power. With God and man, it is a tragic compounding to see the wasted life, the talent that God have given, and education when Satan ruins a preacher as a spiritual leader. You know, respected by his people, a preacher should be on guard at all times against the insidious attack of Satan to ruin him. You know, God records for us the story of ruins which came to many of God's men. We know that's happening in the world today, not just America, around the world, where the preachers, the leaders God have put in place, Satan have crawled himself in to the body of Christ and have tried to mess up their reputation, their morals, and the power that God have given them, you know, their talent. And when you think about it, one of the saddest things in the world is for a preacher to go wrong. You know, some may think that because a preacher is God's man, he is not subject to the same temptation and problems that face regular Christians. We all face the same thing. Sometimes preachers consider themselves to be above the temptation. You know, sometimes they'll go out where nothing can touch them. If you don't have your full armor of God on at all times, Satan going to try everything to touch you, whether it's through the parishioners, through the members in the body of Christ, through your family, through friends. He's going to try his best shot at all. Not just a preacher, evangelist, teachers, pastors, all this included in the Word of God. You know, Satan worked hard to rob preachers of reputation, moral power with God and man. And I hope you have your Bibles. Turn over to Mr. Luke, chapter 22, verses 31 and 32 said, "And the Lord says, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat." Verse 32 say, "But I have prayed for thee." Here God letting you know he done prayed for you. "That thy faith fail not." You got to keep your faith. "And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother." When you come up out of there, strengthen your brother. Don't just you just do it for you yourself and no more. No, strengthen your brother, because he is going around to see whom he can debar. That slew foot Satan. You know, as a spiritual leader, respect by his people, a preacher should be on guard at all times against the incited attack of Satan to ruin him. Hold on a moment. You know, as a spiritual leader, respect by his people, a preacher should be on guard at all times against the attacks of Satan to ruin him. You know, God's record for us, the story of ruins which came to many of God's men. You know, Demas forsake Paul and the Lord. Samson, I'm going from the word now, Samson lost power and blessing through temptation with Delilah. You know, David fell into gross sin with Bathsheba. You know, Solomon went after strange gods, the strong man. We got to be so careful, don't they? You all high and mighty, that the enemy ain't going to come in and infiltrate you and cause you to come from grace. Think he just sitting there letting you go on like nothing is going on. No, you're sadly mistaken, preachers, teachers, evangelists, missionaries, pastors. It is a tragic compound to see the wasted life. How many lives have been wasted in the ministry? How many talents have been gone? And education that you've taken? When Satan ruins a preacher, when Satan come in, he don't care who he ruins. He don't care who he taking down. He don't care how much education you got. He don't care how much talent you got. If he want to come in, and you don't have your armor on, you not watching your front, your back, your side to side, and even on the top of your head, you got to keep your guard up. Leaders, preachers, temptation is always there. You know, when you think about fear of men, this was true in Saul's case. And I went over to 1 Saul chapter 15. And if you have your Bibles, turn on over there. That way you see what I'm saying is true. 1 Samuel 15 and 24 says, let me read it for you in case you don't have your Bible. "And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandments of the Lord and thy words, because I fear the people and obey their voice." Excuse me. You know, a lot of people get tricked. He tell you, don't look at their faces. Tell them what God say. Not what the people say, but what God say. Are you listening today what God is saying? or are you listening to what the people say? I'm going to read that scripture again because we had another caller just come on the air. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandments of the Lord and thy words, because I fear the people. God told you what to preach, what to say, but you're looking at their faces so they can change your tune, change from what God said. And thy words, because, you know, obeying their voice. You weren't obeying their voice. You weren't obeying God's voice. Leaders, preachers, temptation is all the way around. You know, Saul feared the people and obeyed their voice rather than God when he saved Agag, the king of the Amalekites, and the sheep and the ox. You know, here Peter feared a servant God. Here Peter, a servant girl, and with curses and oath, denied knowing his Lord. My. How many of you all have did that in Radio Land today? You have feared a person with curse and oath and denied knowing your God. You know, later he feared the Jews in Galatians and stopped eating with the Gentiles. You know, Christians became, or because of the Jews, criticized. And I'll go over here to Galatians 2 and 12. Just go right on, follow me with the scripture, because I want to make sure we obey scripture today. Galatians 2, 12 through 14 says, but before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. And the other Jews dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with that dissimulation. 10 said, but when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter, before them all, if thou being a Jew, liveth after the manner of Gentiles, and not as do the Jews, why compelleth thou the Gentile to live as do the Jews? How many of you all are walking uprightly according to God's word and speaking the truth? No matter if they don't like it, you have to. That's a commission that you have to give the truth. You don't have to look at their faces, but you must tell the truth that God have given you. Not what the people say, but what God says. That's what we have to do. Coming on the line, the topic today is what we need to do. What we need today is preachers who have a prophet's vision and mission from God. You know, one of the saddest things in all the world is for a preacher to go wrong. Satan works extra hard to rob preachers of their reputation, their moral, to rob them of their power with God and man. It is a tragic compound to see the wasted life of some of our leaders they have, and the education. But when Satan ruins a preacher as a spiritual leader, respect by his people, a preacher should be on guard at all times against the insidious attack of Satan to ruin him. God records for us the stories of ruin which came to many of God's men throughout the scripture, and I was giving you some earlier. You know, what we need today is a preacher who has a prophet's vision and message. You know, over in Jeremiah, let me turn over to Jeremiah because I want to give you these scriptures as I was reading them and finding them on what they say. Jeremiah 1, verses 7 through 9 say, But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child. For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee. He letting you know he going to send you. And whatsoever I command thee, whatever he command you to do, thou shalt speak. He going to give you what to say. And the word said, be not afraid of their faces. For I am with thee to deliver thee, said the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, touching your mouth that's listening. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. That means nobody can take it away from what God has put there. You know, he was warned not to fear the people, and plainly told that he had a message directly from heaven. That means if you got a message from heaven that God has given you to give to somebody or give to the body of Christ, you're going to be held accountable. You better give that message. You know, folks want to go around where they need to read your sermon, they need to do this, and they need to do that. But God might change it. You're going to have to do what God say do. So who you want to go with, God, a man, a woman, and be whipped with many stripes? You know, over in Ezekiel 2, 6, and 7, he was commanded to fear. I'm going to go ahead and read what Ezekiel says. I know we have enough time. Praise the Lord. Ezekiel 2, and because I like to bring the scripture so everybody can follow me. Chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. The word of God says, and thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words. Though bribery and thongs be with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions, be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. You know, some of them are saying so many outlandish words to you. Don't be dismayed. They're going to look at you all crazy and all upside your head. Don't let that faze you. Though they may be a rebellious house. My. And verse 7 says, and thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they were here or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious. My. Today our tag words we're using throughout our text today and our topic is leaders, preachers, temptation. I didn't stop just at the preachers. I said leaders because we have missionaries, we have evangelists, we have pastors, we have teachers. We are talking about all the leaders. And Ezekiel, he was commanded to not fear the people, but to speak whatever God says. You know, over in 1 Peter 4 and 11, let me turn on over there. Hallelujah. Because I want to make sure I'm giving clarity of what God is saying. And 1 4 and 11 says in the word of God, speak not evil one of another. Brethren, he that speaketh evil of his brother and judge his brother speaketh evil of the law and judges the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. You know, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. You know, our message come from God. A new vision, a new urgency, and fear no man, but fear God. That's what he's telling us. We have to preach that word, give that word in season, out of season. I like my little cliche say, all the men to catch the season. We got to give what God have given to us. You know, we must be more than a big brother, a pal to the members. We must be their spiritual leaders. It's too many ministers. It's wanting to be everybody's friend. I want to be the banker, want to be the clerk, want to be all this. But God have given you a position to be in. He say spiritual leaders, where you can lead them, you have to teach them. Just start being their big brother. Don't try to be their pal and their chummy. No, be what God have called you. That keep down conflict, keep down mess, and keep out a lot of what the enemy can get into. You know, we can't be conforming to the world. You know, a second path to ruin is that of conforming to this world's standard. You know, a prophet of God must get his standards from the Bible and from God himself. You know, Obadiah was a conforming and compromised man of God. Scripture tell us he feared the Lord, yet feared Ahab and Jezebel more and catered to them. He was afraid to be different, to take a stand for God, and to cross this wicked king and queen. How many of you are afraid to say something just because this the pastor, or because this the bishop, or because this the prophet or the teacher? You know, you got to speak up and speak what's right. You know it's not right. You got to, you're going to be held accountable, and God have told you what to do and say to. You know, how different from Obadiah was Elisha, the man of God who called fire down from heaven, delivered Israel from Baal worship. Who has God's messenger and was God's man? God chose to speak through Elisha, not Obadiah. My. Paul was faced with fellow helpers like Demas, who forsook him, having loved his present world. You know, Timothy 4:2 says, Paul was a radical, willing to be a fool for Jesus' sake. He was stoned, imprisoned, beaten, which did not appeal to the conformities. You find that, you know, in 2 Corinthians 11:22-28. Today we're talking about what we need today, who have a prophet vision and message that God have given to them to operate the ministry that they have given them. How many are operating in that today? How many of you all are doing what God say do? Are you doing what the people say do? Are you getting your accolades or whatever God going to give you? Are you getting your accolades from people on earth? Think about that, you all. You know, Paul was faced with fellow helpers like Demas, who forsook him, having loved his present world. And here we over in 1 Timothy 4:10, and it was saying, Paul was a radical, willing to be a fool for Jesus' sake. He was stoned, imprisoned, and beaten, which did not appeal to the confirmation. Now, just think about those people that were stoned and everything to follow Christ, to hear what Christ had to say. They know it was a better world out there, a better thing for people, but they just had to seek it and serve him until they find it. Hallelujah. You know, a Christian education is important, but there are dangers to being faced. Every young preacher should get a Christian education. So what are the dangers? Hallelujah. May lose the fear and desire to seek people saved. May come out of school with a cold, dead, intellectual slant that ruined your preaching. Just think about that. May be like something pouring out of a plastic mold, a clone. God is not looking for a bus of little carbon copies run out of a preacher's hill. And you know, he's looking for individuals willing to be as God made them, daring to be different like him. Today we're talking about the leaders, the preachers, and temptation. And you know, dare to be yourself in the pulpit. Use your best pulpit manner, but do not show off. Get comfortable in the pulpit and be yourself. God have given you that domain, you shall handle what God give you. You know, arrogance and pride. You know, scripture warn against pride. 1 Corinthians 10 and 12 said, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take it heed lest he fall. You know, Proverbs 16 and 18 say, pride goes before destruction. James 4 and 6 said, wherefore he said, God resist the proud, but give grace to the humble. Scripture gives us an example of those ruined by pride. And I'm going to give you a few names. Samuel looked at the difference in statements concerning him in 1 Samuel 15 and 17, which I read earlier, and 2 Samuel 1 through 9. 19, I'm sorry. King Uzziah's pride led to his run and his ruin. For God punished him with leprosy, leading to his death. You know, 2 Chronicles 26 and 15 say that Theopas, who loved to have the pre-mention in the church, 3 John 9, then the situation become big preachers and little preachers. And you know, big preachers and little gods, and a preacher began to break about what he had done. Look out, because ruins is likely to come. Ruins is coming to America. And we better be standing up, fighting, have our war clothes on, because the enemy ain't playing, you all. He is not playing. You know, what we need to do, when the situation become a big preacher and a little God, and the preacher begin to brag about what he has done, look out, because ruin is likely to come. God will not take second place to proud, hearty, angry, and preachers. That's what the word says. God will not take second place to proud haters, arrogant preachers. You'll find that in 1 Corinthians 16 and 29 at your convenience. And you can go to Isaiah 42 and 8. You'll find some more information. Laziness. You know, we shouldn't have a lazy pastor. Everything about the ministry is work and hard work. That means we need to be out there working to save souls, catch fishing. You know, fish. Preparing sermons is hard work. Yes. Praying is hard work. I agree. Remember, Peter fell asleep whilst praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. You see what happened. Studying is hard work. The whole plan of God's program is to go and get going. And as you go, preach. You know, why is there so much laziness in preachers? Perhaps because the only boss we have is God. We punch no time clock, turn in no time sheet. But remember, my witness is in heaven, and my record is on high. You'll find that in Job 16 and 19. And I know you're saying, well, how can we overcome this laziness? Discipline yourself, your time, and your energy. I used that word this morning on the line, discipline yourself. Make yourself do some of the things you don't like to do. Prioritize to give up the good and better for the best. You know, one of the qualifications of a pastor is not greed or filth, deluca. You'll find that in 1 Timothy 3. This means dishonoring a gain. You can see that in Timothy 6 and 10. It is evidence that money is not the evil, but the love of it, the wanting of it, the craving of the things it can buy that caused the downfall. Today we're talking about what we need today as preachers, as leaders, the vision and the message we should have for God's people. Women, don't say it could never happen to you. It did to David. This woman could be your own wife. Many husbands are nothing but errand boys to their wives, running errands, running here and there, doing this and doing that, 1,000-odd job that keep you from your work. There may be a beautiful woman, a woman in the church, men. You, pastor, that may need counseling. Sometimes pastors counsel about some very intimate subject. Give this situation to God, asking for deliverance from the temptation and strength to withstand them when they come. Some men, preachers, don't know how to do it. I'm telling you today that what the Word of God says. Give this situation to God if you're going to minister to a woman. Have someone in there with you, men, if you know temptation is great. Stay warm and fervent in love with your own wife, not somebody else's, or not trying to get another one. Share your wife affection, and this will be the greatest safeguard against sin along this line. You know I'm telling you about how preachers fall, how temptation and Satan comes in. When you think about it, when you're ministering, follow God's instruction. Don't follow what the people say. Follow what God say. Because when you follow what God say, you won't go wrong. You know, we need leaders. We need good leaders. We need good preachers. But we got to watch out for that old slew-footed devil, Satan. Because temptation is always lurking. And if we're not on our guard and not on with our full armor of God, head to toe, front and back, don't you know he on his? He trying to see who he can kill, steal, destroy, devour, and everything. God's leaders. Aren't you tired of the leaders falling by the wayside on account of sin? They're letting the least little thing come up in their life to cause them to have temptation, to sin, even in the church. We're seeing it happen every day. So much is going on in the body of Christ. We are the church, but as a whole, the body of Christ, you see what's happening. You turn in the other cheek, the other eye, your other side of your head. You don't want to get involved. But if God give you a message to tell someone, you better be on your guard and start telling them. Start doing what God says to do, because you're going to be whipped with many stripes. It ain't the person maybe necessarily that didn't get the word from you, but you had a word for that person. And you trying to avoid that person like the plague. But we got to stand up, you all, and tell the truth. We are leaders. We as leaders have to speak God's word. If it didn't come from God, let it fly. If God didn't say it, and you know you get confirmation when it's said to you again, you hold on to it. But if you don't get confirmation on it from God, that's what he give so-and-so or so-and-so, you better let that fly. You better stay in the ark of safety with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, God is good. He is so merciful. And when you say you sold out for God, you better make sure, because that enemy is attacked in every kind of way through, whether it's in the church, whether it's your family, whether it's on your job, co-workers, or whatever. You better know what you're saying, and you better see that slew-footed devil coming. Turn, go the other way, or either speak the word, give him that power, give him that authority. Let him know, I got the power. I got authority. I ain't going to run. I'm not in fear. I'm going to stand up against you. You want to be the big bad wolf? Well, God say, he have given me the keys, everything I need, the keys of the kingdom of heaven, the keys of the gospel to be able to come back you with. And we got to do it every day, all of us. Not just some of us, but all of us have to be on our guard every day, because the enemy is coming on. He's trying to see how many people he can get out of the body of Christ by leaders, though. He's starting at the top, you all. He ain't just coming in between. He's starting at the top and keep shrinking himself all the way down. Sometimes he may try to get to somebody else at a low key, but he's going to start from the top. And if we are not suited up, armed up, and ready for battle,
fight that sleep with a demon and move all this greed, this pride, this laziness, and trying to conform to the world? We're just passing
through here, y'all. We're not here to stay. We're here for a little while, and we're going on to our earthly home, heavenly home. I'm sorry, our heavenly home. We're not here to conform to this world. You know what the words say, do. Get about your Father's business today and do it. We have been sidetracked in our life in ministry so long because we've been told we couldn't do this. We've been told we can't do that. God didn't want this. God didn't say for you to do that. Well, who are you taking your orders from? From the people, or are you taking it from God? Who do you rather listen to, God, where you will be able to serve him in heaven all the days of your life, or you want to listen to people that end up in hell with Satan and they all laughing at you? Think about it today. What we need today is preachers who have a prophet vision and message. Whoever God have called in ministry, he have given you a vision. He say, write the vision, make it plain. He tell you that in Habakkuk. He've given you a message for you to give to his people. Are you obeying the vision and the message he give to you? Or have you changed it to conform the world for what the people say you should be doing or how you should be acting? Think about it today. This is our broadcast today. I hope you do come back next week when we will have another exciting topic on this air with Blog Talk. I know a lot of people may not like this, but when you sit down and think about it, how many ministers have failed by the wayside because they have listened to what everybody else said and stopped listening to what God said? You know, everybody's gung-ho, women shouldn't do this and women shouldn't do that. But as I was reading the scripture in Joel, he said he had no respect of person. That mean a woman, man, boy, or girl. If he calling a child that start preaching that almost you figure can't even read the Bible, and he preaching, you know God had to give that to him or her. When you think about the gifts God have and the callings on your life, don't let the enemy rob you of the things God have for you. Leaders, beware of temptation, because it is great out there. And if we're not careful, we'll be sucked up, sucked in. When you find yourself going over too much from the center of that lane where God have you, hurry up and put yourself back over there. If you find yourself going back instead of going further, hurry up and step up. Put your feet on the gas pedal. And push yourself on up in that car. Don't let the enemy rob you of the things God have for you. And until next week, I want you to be blessed. Have an enjoyable week. And hopefully we have another, in Jesus' name, another exciting topic for you next week. Our time is coming to an end. I have 1 minute. I went over, but 1 minute. I want to make sure that we got this broadcast out today, because there's so many people are being confused in the body of Christ. It's so many ministers saying anything to the people that's sitting in the pew and want the people to swallow it, hook, line, and swim, when God have already told them what they should be doing. So for all of you that's on an assignment out there, do the assignment God have given you. And when that assignment is up, move on. He have another assignment waiting for you, because you are going through a transition. You're going through tests. We're not here to stay our way. But what kind of record will he have written for you when you get to heaven, or when he called the roll? What would your record say? Think about it. Was you listening to his voice, or was you listening to other voices in the land that was not his voice? The words say, his sheep will know his voice, and a stranger he will not listen to and abide with, or whatever way you want to put it. So today, I thank you all that came on for this broadcast today and for those that will listen in the archives later. What we need today is preachers who would take the vision and the message that God have given to you. Don't let people, situation, and things, and Satan change what God have given to you today. So until next week, be blessed. I love you. And do come back next week for another exciting topic. Bye-bye.